Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for each life path number for the month of April 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like your own personal reading, please book some time with me where we'll look at your own personal numerology in your year ahead or whatever you want to look at or any questions you may have. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life Path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the cycle of the 34-7 for April, as well as rooster energy. So let's talk about rooster first. This is such a powerful energy for taking initiative, for getting started, for being assertive. It's kind of like that energy of the early bird gets the worm type of thing. So, you know, if there's been any procrastination, this is the month to sort of, you know, kick it into high gear. And overcome that procrastination and get started on the projects that you need to. Also, you know, it doesn't have to be about work, but it can also be about like relationships. If there's a conversation that needs to be had, but you've been kind of like sweeping it under the rug or have been avoiding it, this is a great month to initiate that and just get it over with, right? In the sense of just have the conversation, right? And see where it takes you and that connection, because avoiding it is going to just, you know, continue to make it worse or sort of continue to breed that separation. So with Rooster, there's definitely like this rise and shine kind of like getting an early start on the day type of energy. So again, I would say if there's any projects that you've wanted to start, to initiate, this is the time to do it. And also I would say with relationships, if there's a connection that you've wanted to pursue, but something's been sort of holding you back, it's kind of like, you know, you're letting that fear or whatever it is sort of drive your experience, and you're potentially missing out on a really great experience, so, or great time. So I would say with rooster energy coming through, this is that push to get started on the things that you've been avoiding or been afraid to get started on, or you know, overcoming that self-doubt and just diving right in. I would also say, though, there's a lot of energy with Rooster to go slow and steady, right? Like make sure that, you know, you pace yourself and you're not too impulsive to where you burn out too quickly. It's interesting, too, because the 34-7 kind of brings this like practicality to the situation, right? Being very practical, being very conventional, which, you know, for 22-4s, that's not entirely outside of the scope of how you would likely run most days, right? Like four energy is very practical, very pragmatic, very conventional in a lot of ways. So this is a great time to sort of infuse that natural gift that you likely already have to your projects, right? To your relationships. Also, I would say definitely, again, be very careful of being too hasty. You know, and being too impulsive where you're like, I see it, I want it, I'm going after it type thing. And you kind of like drown out, you know, any sense of rationale type of thing. Or, you know, this is definitely a time to be idealistic, but I would say stay grounded through that idealism as well, right? The energy is not saying don't get started on your big hopes and dreams. This is absolutely time to get started on those. But just have a plan, right? Like, again, I don't think that's necessarily going to be a problem for you all, but definitely don't be too hasty with either saying yes or saying no to an opportunity or an experience. Definitely take your time in deciding what you want to do. Anywhere that there might be stagnation, anything that sort of, you know, has been kind of feeling like you've been, the brakes keep getting put on, this is a time where movement can feel like it picks up. And it can feel like it picks up pretty quickly, actually. And that's why I say just be really careful about impulsivity, because you could get swept up in this energy and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to like, you know, uproot everything and like move to the moon type of thing. And then you get to the moon and you're like, wow, this was not the best decision. You know what I mean? Or I should have thought this out type of thing. So, you know, typically with 22-4s, there's a lot of planning that goes in, you know, this involved with most decisions. But it is, again, easy to get swept up in this energy. And so I would say you will likely feel forward progression, movement forward on things that you've been working on. And that's exciting. And so definitely, you know, enjoy that energy, but just be mindful of your, you know, not being too hasty when it comes to your decisions. Also, I would say you could likely see all of a sudden, like, especially for 22-4s, where there's usually like a lot of red lights on the journey, right? All of a sudden you could see this month just green lights everywhere you look. Like, it's almost like too easy, especially for 22-4s that typically require a lot more effort than the average bear. This month you might see things just seem so easy, just seem so like they flow. And I know that's going to be very welcomed. So, but it's definitely tied with the effort you've put forth previously. But it's like you're kind of getting the green lights on some of those projects, some of those relationships, some of those experiences. So definitely take advantage of them. Don't be too hasty again to say yes or no. Make sure you think about it. But a lot of this, I think, is going to be, again, things you've already initiated, things you've already been working on, suddenly start to flow. You see movement where you've been like seeing a lot of stagnation. So that's really exciting. And I love to see that for 22-4s. Definitely take advantage of it. So yeah, big energy, a lot of like forward momentum with this energy. And I love to see that again for 22-4s. So I hope it is as exciting as the energy feels, because it feels like you could gain a lot of progress with this energy. So in whatever area of life you're trying to do that. So I hope it's a great April. Take care. Bye for now.